Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's for sure. The media lied. Early on Friday morning, they wanted you to believe that Donald Trump stole nuclear weapons records, and they were terrified that those nuclear records were going to be stolen by an adversary. Now, they weren't on a hard drive or a server like Hillary Clinton. No. They were in the basement, Mar-a-Lago, in a basement where they even put an extra lock on the door at the request of the government. There's also another lie. There was a lie put out there that was to make you believe that Donald Trump was the one that packed up these records that they desperately wanted back, that he's the one that stole them. We now found out it wasn't Donald Trump that packed up these records. In fact, it was the United States government. And that United States government shipped those records down to Mar-a-Lago. In fact, we also found out that Donald Trump, apparently, since he's had these records, has never even opened the boxes of these records. And there were no nuclear codes, no nuclear weapons, none of it. They were just lying. Now we know what was in the unsealed document warrant. And here's what I can tell you about it. The warrant shows that the Department of Justice and the FBI waited days to conduct the Mar-a-Lago raid after the judge approved it. If you thought that there was some massive threat to American national security, when you immediately get a judge to give you a warrant, what do? You go right away, right? Because if there's such an existential threat to the United States of America, because of what is in these boxes, you would immediately go and get those boxes. Why would you wait, quote, days? Maybe it's because it's really not that important. Maybe because people are totally full of crap. Maybe it's because the FBI and the DOJ were on a fishing expedition trying to find anything to go after Donald Trump. Maybe they had an insider that promised them something that was there that they needed so then they could get him for something else. Sound familiar? In fact, it seems like what they do all the time when they want to attack somebody and end their career. Here's what we also know. The feds got broad authority to seize years of records far outside the scope of what they were investigating. Yes, there's a whole lot of lying going on here, folks, and it's not from Donald Trump. The warrant that authorized a search of former President Donald Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago shows it was issued by a U.S. magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, the same guy that has disparaging comments about Donald Trump on his Facebook page, the same guy that went from investigating a scumbag, Jeffrey Epstein, to representing Jeffrey Epstein's closest employees on a Tuesday after quitting for the government on a Monday. The same guy that gave money not once but twice to Barack Obama. This guy, on August the 5th at 12:12 p.m., nearly three full days before the Justice Department and the FBI conducted a raid to execute it, happened. So the idea that there was some massive amount of information they were terrified was going to fall into the wrong hands of our adversaries, or it was nuclear information on our codes or maybe even our technology or our weaponry. Yeah, all that was crap. They made it all up just to lie and disparage Donald Trump yet again. The raid did not occur until the morning of August 8th when federal agents from the FBI arrived at Mar-a-Lago to execute the search warrant. The document, which has now been released, shows that the DOJ and the FBI waited several days on purpose after Reinhart approved the warrant to conduct the raid, something that severely undercuts the talking points by the Attorney General Merrick Garland in his public statements that he made on Thursday when he broke his silence to discuss the matter in televised remarks where he said it was vitally important that we do it now and not wait. Remember that? Why the authorities waited several days to execute the service of the warrant if the matter rose to such a serious national security issue as the Attorney General stated at his press conference. Actually, it's not a press conference when you don't take questions. It's just a statement. Now, if what federal agents intended to obtain from that raid was such a risk to national security, the fact they decided to linger and wait for several days before executing it is likely to become a major point of contention as this debate plays out in the public, because they're lying to you, folks. Now, Garland said in his public remarks on Thursday that the Department of Justice had moved to unseal the warrant and inventory list of documents obtained from the raid. Trump indicated in his public statements on Thursday evening that he would support such a move once the documents out in the public. And that's exactly what happened. Now we can see the search warrant. And now we know what's in it. We know exactly what happened. The document, which has been released and the media has gotten it, obtained by multiple news organizations now, not only includes the warrant, but two accompanying attachments specifying terms of the warrant and a property receipt outlining the inventory that federal agents seized. The inventory list of what was seized or the receipt of the documents is 3 pages long. It has two separate receipts, one that is 2 pages long and another that is 1 page long. Both receipts were signed by Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, and dated on Monday, August 8th at 6:19 p.m. The longer receipt was signed by FBI Special Agent Jeremy Linton, and the shorter receipt was signed by the name I. Grady Gary and includes the title SSA. Now, SSA means Supervisory Special Agent. Now, this is the part of the story that's important here, and the reason why I say that is because they wanted you to believe that this was all about what? Him keeping classified documents he shouldn't have kept, when in reality it looks like they went fishing for something that could hurt the president on January the 6th investigation. Now, this first receipt lists out 28 numbered items, including some that have subheaders on them. Some of the items are actually named like item number 1, which says it was an executive grant of clemency, R.E. Roger Stone Jr., or 1A, which says it is our info, RE President of France. Other like item numbers, number 2, are less specific. That item says it's a leather-bound box of documents. Item 2A says it contains various classified TS or SCI documents. Number three says it was a potential presidential record. And items number four and six both say they were binders of photos. Number seven says it was a handwritten note. Yes, that's scary, isn't it? And number eight and nine and 10 were boxes labeled A1, A12, and A15, respectively. Item 10A specifies that items allegedly contain miscellaneous, quote, secret documents. Ooh. The rest of the receipt document is similar and unspecific, explaining that several boxes, some allegedly containing various documents of various classifications, were among the rest of the items the FBI seized. Now, the second receipt is much shorter and much less specific. The first item on that one just says documents. There's government work for you. And the rest are just numbered boxes. Another interesting fact from the warrant is that the Judge Reinhart gave the Justice Department and the FBI a lot of time to execute their warrant, which, again, if this was a mission critical, as the Attorney General claimed in his press conference, why would you have given such a big window for them to execute the warrant? While the DOJ and the FBI took their time, waiting 3 days to do it, technically the document says that Reinhart authorized the feds to wait even longer, all the way until next Friday on August the 19th to execute the warrant. Now, we still don't have the underlying affidavits that represent what the FBI and the DOJ took to the judge to seek and gain his approval for the warrant, and we may never see that. Why? Because they may not charge the president with any crimes, which seems to indicate that the judge did not think it is so serious that immediate or urgent action was needed to be taken, and he gave authorities 2 full weeks or 14 full days. Texas warrant also tells you that this was not a pressing national security issue, which is what the attorney general claimed to the American people on TV on Thursday. Now, there was also an attachment B to the warrant, and there was three statutes which agents are pursuing as evidence. They are 18 U.S.C., 973, 207, 2071, and 1519. You may say, what does that mean? It's a great question. I'm going to tell you about that in a moment. Now, let me just step back for a second here because I want you to think about everything I just told you. And then I want to take you back to 2016. Remember in 2016 when James Comey did that press conference at the FBI? And he did that press conference saying, despite lawbreaking by Hillary Clinton, no reasonable prosecutor would charge Hillary Clinton, even though her information was vulnerable to the world to hack, which put our national security at risk. He still said they would not prosecute. So my question is this: what happened now? Right? What happened now? What has happened since then? That's what I want to know. How is it now that a president of the United States of America has got some boxes that he didn't even pack up, that he's never gone through since they've been at Mar-a-Lago, that the government knew he had, and the government even said, hey, put a lock on that door with these documents, go in and raid his house? But we didn't do that with Hillary Clinton. Is it because maybe the FBI wants to interfere in yet another election like they did the last time and pick and choose who you can and cannot vote for like they tried to last time? There's a pretty good chance that's exactly what their plan was all along. You remember what Hillary Clinton did? And Hillary Clinton, they even said, we won't prosecute her. They didn't raid anything. She actually took BlackBerries and smashed them with hammers. We know that for a fact. They took these servers and put them in bleach. They destroyed evidence, and no one raided Hillary Clinton's bathroom in her basement. By golly, Donald Trump's got a couple of documents in a basement. We're going to raid his house. Let me remind you of the scumbag leaders at the FBI. And this was James Comey back in the day describing the crimes committed, but even said it would just be bad for America if we prosecuted Hillary Clinton. This is, by the way, the same Hillary Clinton that met on the tarmac. Bill Clinton did with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch to talk about, is Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton going to be in trouble?
In our system, the prosecutors make the decisions about whether charges are appropriate based on evidence that the FBI helps collect. Although we don't normally make public our recommendations to the prosecutors, we frequently make recommendations and engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about what resolution may be appropriate given the evidence. In this case, given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct, or indications of disloyalty to the United States, or efforts to obstruct justice.
Now let's just pause there. If you take everything that James Comey just said and you apply them to Donald Trump, there's no reason to have a search warrant. They're in a box in a basement, dude. They're not on a laptop. They're not on a computer. No one's smashing Blackberries. Okay, no one's bleaching, right? I mean, seriously, no one is bleaching a bunch of hard drives. They're in a box, printed out, separate from the internet, away from hacking. The only way you would get these records if you actually were able to break into Mar-a-Lago while the Secret Service is protecting the damn place, and I would assume some private security, and take these records. And if it was such a major national security risk as they tried to claim, then why did he give him like 2 full weeks, 14 days to execute the warrant if this was such a national security threat, these documents being there in Mar-a-Lago? Let me just take another step back from this, okay? Let's take another step back from that. You've known about this, these documents, for months and months and months and months and months. So if you've known about these documents for months, right? You've known about them for months. Then there's another question that you have to ask. Why did you not go get them then? Why did you wait so long? Now go back to James Comey in 2016 and listen to him explain why he would not charge Hillary Clinton with crimes that she committed that are, I mean, if you're going to raid Donald Trump, how did you not arrest Hillary Clinton? That's my point. You're smashing Blackberries and bleaching evidence. Donald Trump didn't destroy any documents. And Donald Trump didn't pack up the documents. Hillary Clinton went around the servers, the secure servers of the United States government, on purpose. Set up an apparatus to make sure the classified information was going around the system to her at her home.
We do not see those things here. To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case. I know there will be intense public debate in the wake of this recommendation, as there was throughout the investigation. What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently. No outside influence of any kind was brought to bear. I know there were many opinions expressed by people who are not part of the investigation, including people in government, but none of that mattered to us. Opinions are irrelevant, and they were all uninformed by insight into our investigation because we did our investigation the right way. Only facts matter, and the FBI found them here in an entirely apolitical and professional way. I couldn't be prouder to be part of this organization. Thank you very much.
That was the FBI back in 2016. I couldn't be prouder of being a part of the organization, despite law breaking. We've decided that no prosecutor would bring this, even though we're not the prosecutors. We're just the ones that give the evidence to the prosecutor. But we're just going to go all in and tell you. And so, therefore, there will be no charges against Hillary Clinton because we are going to act like we are the FBI and the justice system and the prosecutor and the judge in the case against Hillary Clinton. Yes, we know crimes were committed, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Hillary Clinton. That's what they said back in 2016. Just compare the facts in 2016 to the facts of Donald Trump and what they are doing now to him in 2022. You got to compare the facts from 2016 to the facts of Trump and what they're doing to him now in 2020. If the DOJ and the FBI truly believed that Donald Trump had nuclear secrets, which he didn't, we now know that. They were lying on the media when they said earlier today, well, he may have had nuclear weapon secrets he was holding at Mar-a-Lago. Right? If you believe that things were so bad, then why did you wait and give them 14 days to go in to execute a search warrant? If this was such a national security issue, my point is they're lying to you. The urgency doesn't match the timeline. This was a fishing exploration. They wanted a reason to go in and hope they could find something on the issue of January the 6th. This was not about classified documents. Okay, it just isn't. Brett Baer earlier today was talking on Fox News about this news when the AP reported that, hey, Trump said release all these documents and listen to this.
A few minutes ago that the DOJ says that the former president, Donald Trump's lawyers, will not object to the release of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant, which is the physical part of this document that hasn't been released yet on the DOJ website. So we hope and expect that we may see that very soon. With that, we go back to special report anchor Brett Baer. Brett, good to have you back with us. Your latest information that you're hearing on all of this.
Hey, Martha. So we reviewed the search warrant and the list. What we haven't seen, obviously, is the affidavit that supports that information, as you were just talking about. And that's really what would lay out the case that the magistrate signed off on, the information that they were looking for that they specifically listed. In the search warrant, it does have U.S. code and what exactly they're saying that he's under investigation for, and that is technically potential obstruction of justice and violations of the Espionage Act. Now, listen, this is, as you talked about, TSSCI is the highest level of classification, short of special access, which is the nuclear material specifically, but TSSCI, there is one box in the set of 11 with classified materials that is found with various classifications and TSSCI documents. They don't list exactly what is in there. Now, we've been talking, and you talked to Cash Patel about the declassification process, and I was listening very closely because I think that that's fascinating. Yeah. This is unprecedented. Usually, when a president goes through this process, they deal with the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, and there's a process, and they say, I'd like to declassify this, and they go back and forth and say why it's yes or why it's no. In this case, towards the end of his administration, and you just heard Cash Patel say this, there is this broad sense that the president was declassifying all of these categories of documents without that DNI back and forth. Now, that has not been tested in a court. The Supreme Court has not weighed in on that. By the Constitution, the president has broad authority. He is essentially the executive branch to declassify documents, so that hasn't really been tested. That's just an aside.
Yep.
The other thing that I think you've talked about before is the June, early June subpoena, the meetings. They know what they have. There's something that happens in June. Maybe it's an informant. Maybe it's a Secret Service agent who says, we've seen other things. But then, as far as we can tell, there's no more communication. And then there's an August 5th request for a search warrant from the magistrate, Bruce Reinhardt. That time frame, and then it takes days before this search or raid or whatever you want to call it happens at Mar-a-Lago. The urgency that is required to get all of that action and to get to that level doesn't match the time frame or the pieces of facts that we know currently.
Did you hear that? I'm going to back it up. Pay very close attention. The urgency here doesn't match any of this. They made it all up, folks.
And then it takes days before this search or raid or whatever you want to call it happens at Mar-a-Lago. The urgency that is required to get all of that action and to get to that level doesn't match the time frame or the pieces of facts that we know currently.
So what was this all about? Right? Because there's the urgency doesn't match what the attorney general claimed. Hell, even Representative Hoyer was asked today about whether Trump having classified documents is actually bad, and he couldn't answer the question because he knows that everybody has classified documents when they're former president. And instead, you know what he said? He said, we're very focused on this, but what the American people ought to be focused on is what's happening here in Washington today on the Reduction Act of Inflation. That was his actual response. Because he knows that this was a bad move that is backfiring in real time. And remember this morning when they were all talking about everything that happened, right? The nuclear documents. Remember that? It came out from the Washington Post this morning. They were saying, well, we hear there's nuclear documents, right? Well, we've seen the warrant. There's no nuclear documents. It's not listed in this warrant of the 20 boxes taken. It lists including top secret and sensitive compartmented information.
Brett, great to have you here now with this breaking news just coming in. We're getting a closer look at this. The warrant gave agency authority to seize, quote, all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed in the violation of U.S. code, including documents and classification markings and presidential records created between January 2017 and January 2021. What can you tell us at this point, having looked at it now, Brett?
Okay, we've seen the warrant. We've seen the list. It's about 7 pages long, both documents. And as David was going through, it's specific, but not specific of what's in those documents. There's been a lot of reporting about nuclear documents. That's not listed specifically in the paperwork that we've received.
So they lied to us on that. They sure did. Because this is how you just get people to believe stuff, right? You get people to believe stuff by lying. Right? You get people to believe things because you know if you throw it out there and say there's nuclear documents, that somebody will walk around, well, I heard he stole nuclear warheads. I heard he stole nuclear arsenal paperwork. I heard he had nuclear codes. I heard he had the plans on how to build a nuclear bomb. Right? That's it. That's everything here, right? Pelosi on the FBI raid, if the nature of these documents is what it appears to be, this is very serious, she says. Really? Okay. All right, so are we going to come after you now for insider trading and your husband? Right, where does this end? Because I'm ready to play this game. Right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play the game that you guys are wanting to play. If you're going to come out, Nancy Pelosi, and you're going to talk about this, and you're going to say if the nature of this raid is true, then we've got some real problems here. Then let's go back and look at all your stuff and your classified documents.
I think what is important now is to know the seriousness of what these documents were about, alleged to be about. We don't know. Well, hopefully we'll see more, but we don't want to see too much more because that might endanger our security. So when we talk about this, there are laws against the improper handling of this material.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton is one of those that broke all those laws and you guys didn't do anything about it. She literally smashed BlackBerries with a hammer. Literally smashed BlackBerries with a hammer. Had a server that people could hack into from any of our adversaries. Right? Do you not remember that, Pelosi? And you want to remind us there's laws against this kind of stuff?
There are laws against that. And and we have to recognize that. This information, as it is coming across, and we'll know more later, is highly classified. well above top secret. It is, again, higher than top secret. It's top secret SCI. It is, it's about our national security.
It's about our national security, folks. This is about our national security. So when Hillary Clinton did it, was that about national security? I'm just curious. I'm just asking. Was that about national security then? Can you tell me that? Tell me. I want to know. Explain that to me. Somebody explain that. This is all about national security. Then explain to me how Hillary Clinton could do this and everybody looked the other way. This is a witch hunt, folks. Plain and simple. It has been since the very beginning. This warrant shows the DOJ and the FBI waited days to conduct the Mar-a-Lago raid, contradicting the man who ordered it, the Attorney General of the United States of America. They conducted this raid after the judge approved and gave him 2 weeks to do it, meaning it wasn't pressing. The feds got a broad authority to seize years of records, anything to get their hands on, because this is really about January the 6th. And it's very clear that there was no nuclear information, which they reported on the news today as fact this morning. Oh, I hear he's got nuclear information. Nuclear war information. That wasn't in there. Nah, let's just slander the president some more. What do they say? Well, Donald Trump, he could have broken the Espionage Act. Same law Hillary Clinton dodged, by the way. Never forget that. This search warrant for the raid on Donald Trump's home on Monday suggests he's being investigated under the Espionage Act of 1917. The same law that Hillary Clinton was suspected of violating in 2016. But we looked the other way. Garland admitted on Thursday he personally approved the warrant application, which seeks broad discretion to search Trump's home based on the statute, the mishandling of defense information relating to the destruction of federal documents, possibly hiding or pushing or hiding or moving or destroying federal documents. Right? This is a big deal. Such a big deal. The Espionage Act was passed in 1917 during the First World War. Well, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was suspected of violating this law when she used that unsecured private email server in her own home to handle her communications when she was Secretary of State, including emails with classified information during her time in office. And what did they say? They said it was gross negligence. They said it was terrible because there was a failure to report the loss or destruction of that information. Clinton was accused, by the way, of doing both. Even had her staff physically destroy her mobile phones. And FBI Director James Comey, who intervened in the case then after the Attorney General Loretta Lynch was caught meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac of an airport in Arizona, said that while Hillary Clinton had been extremely careless, quote unquote, in her handling of the classified information, she did not intend to violate the statute. Therefore, the statute, by the way, which does not, however, include any requirement of intent, made many conservatives scream that it was clear that Comey had been looking to exonerate her the entire time. And now they're going to use the same thing to come after Donald Trump? Right? Some in the media, by the way, were eager to defend Clinton, arguing that the Espionage Act was flawed to be enforced. Liberal site Slate.com put it this way. The email scandal revealed everything that's wrong with the outdated legislation used to prosecute spies and whistleblowers. The piece of legislation was never intended to sweep as broadly as its text suggests it could, and all the more so that the universe of information relating to national defense has grown geographically. In other words, the Espionage Act is at one too broad and not broad enough, and gives the government too much and too little discretion in cases in which individuals mishandle national security secrets maliciously or otherwise. Where are all those Democrats now that were printing that about Donald Trump? I'm just asking. And by the way, there was a hell of a lot more evidence that Hillary Clinton used a private server to hide communication with potential donors to the Clinton Foundation. There's no evidence yet tying Trump to any broader scheme of wrongdoing. But Clinton was not subjected to secretive FBI raids. Why? Because there's two different rules in this country. There's rules for liberals and there's rules for conservatives. She did not have the server seized from her home, nor did the agency take truckloads of documents from her home. And the FBI did not want to be seen interfering in a presidential election. But this time, they want to interfere to the point where Donald Trump would be ineligible to run for president because they charge him with a crime. Here's the takeaway quickly. What this shows is that Donald Trump is under investigation. All right. That's what we want. That's what this shows. What we should demand, though, is the affidavit. We may never see that affidavit if they don't charge Donald Trump with a crime, because the only way we'll see that affidavit is if they charge him with a crime. And there's a very good chance that they may not ever charge him with a crime. They just may have wanted to undermine him. They wanted this attention. That's what's clear. The former acting attorney general accused the FBI of intentionally creating this firestorm at Mar-a-Lago to undermine Trump. Because if we never see the affidavit, you can attack him going, well, he's been under investigation. Well, look at, remember when they raided him, right? This is how you, it's kind of like the way that, you know, you can ask a question of somebody like, hey, when was the last time you beat your wife? When was the last time you did cocaine? Implies that you do cocaine. When was the last time you were raided by the FBI? Implies that you're a criminal. It's no different than the when was the last time did you beat your wife question. Right? You ask questions like that. But here's the takeaway. This FBI search warrant shows is Trump is under investigation for either a potential obstruction of justice, the Espionage Act violations, one of the two or both. And they may have never charged him with anything. Maybe the damage is already done. We'll keep you posted. That I can promise you. Share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.